In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Excuse me. To those who love God and are called to his purpose, all things work together for the good. Not some things, not a few things, but all things. Whatever you're going through will work together for the good if you love God. And you know, it's all about loving God and allowing God to love us. First of all, he loves us. He chose us before we even thought about him from the foundation of the world. He chose us to be his own from the foundation of the world. Are you his today? Do you love him today? All things will work together for the good to those who love him. This is real. This is real. That's my favorite scripture passage. All things work together for the good to those who love him. We have Anthony, and Anthony talks about what his life was with the New Age and how God has used that to turn him around and to preach the gospel and to let people know the love of God and the power of God. Oh yes, God knows how to make everything turn out for the good to those who love him. Do you love him today? That's the issue. Do you love him today? Have you told him, "I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus." 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Theirs is the kingdom of God. And I want to tell you, we're all poor in spirit. We have an absolute need for the living God. Do you know that today? You have an absolute need for the living God. Poor in spirit. I am poor in spirit. I have an absolute need for the living God. What about you? Do you feel that need? That need that only he can fill. And he fills it in faith. But I don't feel it, neither do I. But I know he fills it. Because he's my Lord. He's my God. He's my Savior. And he says, "I work all things together for the good to those who love me." 617-770-3030. Who's calling? I'm waiting. 617-770-3030. Whether she's on the line or not, or whether he's on the line or not, God loves that person. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. I was told I have two callers, but I'm hearing nothing. Do you know you love Jesus? Oh, yes, I love Jesus. Do you really love Jesus? Yes, I really love Jesus. Tell me why you love Jesus. This is why I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. 617 770-3030. How I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Do you know that you're loved today with an everlasting love? Do you know that when you woke up in the morning, the devil said, "Oh, brother, oh, brother, a child of God." Do you know that you're more powerful in the spirit than you are against the enemy? Greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. And I tell you, he who is in the world is real, but we have defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. 617-770-3030. Try it again. Who's calling?
Good morning, Father Tom. This is Marina calling. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Marina.
Yes. Thank you. Praise God. Thank you, Father. I'm calling if you could say a prayer for my son, Dominic. He's recovering from a virus, and I hope his skin regenerates and the falling nails that fell off, that they grow stronger and better than before. Thank you.
We pray for Dominic, Lord. We ask you to heal him at the core of his being. At the core of his being, heal Dominic, because you love him, because you've got plans for his life. Heal Dominic now through the blood of Jesus. Jesus said, "Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened." 617-770-3030. Who's calling?
Father, this is Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Father, I'm calling. I ask that you ask the Lord in my behalf to try some healing for my defective urinary system.
All the people pray with me for Michael in Jesus' name. His urinary tract be healed in the name of Jesus by the power of the blood. Be healed, urinary tract, now. You're loved today with an everlasting love. You're known today. You know that he knows you. He knows when you sit and when you stand. He knows when you sleep and when you get up. He knows your thoughts before you know your thoughts. I was talking to someone just recently, and I said, "You think too much. You think too much. God wants to give you peace. You think too much. God wants to give you peace." Jesus said, "My peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Not as the world gives it do I give it. Let not your heart be troubled." Oh, the blood of Jesus we need to cleanse us from sin. Oh, the blood of Jesus we need to bring us healing. Oh, the blood of Jesus we need to make us right with God and with each other. 617-770-3030. Who's calling?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Hi, this is Kathy. I just got a message from a friend who, their friend, has aggressive prostate cancer. And I'd like to pray for a healing for him. His name is Kevin.
Father, we pray for Kevin today. We come against that prostate cancer. I remember praying with a man who had prostate cancer, and he was completely healed by the power of God. Jesus, Kevin needs a healing, and we say, "Kevin, be healed in Jesus' name, in your prostate, by the blood of Jesus that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. Kevin, be healed now. In Jesus' name, no more cancer by the power of the blood. Help the doctors, God. Help the doctors. 617-770-3030. Who's calling?
Hello?
I'm waiting.
Am I on?
You're on.
Okay. Father Tom, it's Pat, and I just have been thinking a lot in the last 24 hours, or especially this morning, about the young children of Mary from New Hampshire, who you know, who at the young age of 30 passed away about 6 weeks ago. And the family, the grandparents, the husband, everyone has rallied around these young children, but still they're, you know, just trying to figure out how to best provide consistent care. And I know that one person has said to them, well, you know, Jesus needed your mother, and I don't want these kids to grow up thinking that Jesus took their mother from them. Anyway, I'm just asking for prayer for those three children under the age of five, and that they would grow up to be children with faith.
So we pray for these three children. Oh God, make up for the love that they need. Give them the love that they need. Their mother is gone. Oh God, cover them with the love of God. Heal their woundedness. Heal their woundedness. Let them know how much you love them. Let them know your power. Let them know your strength. Let them know your anointing. Bless them, God. Bless them. Bless them. Bless them. They need you, Jesus. They need you. And bless the people who are taking care of them. Bless the father. Bless the grandparents. Bless them well, in Jesus' name. 617-770-3030. Who's calling?
Hi, Father Tom. It's Janet Gilbarton. How are you?
Hi, Janet.
I'm calling for a few reasons. First of all, I'm out of state, so I won't be with you tonight, but I'll be with you in spirit. Secondly, I'm asking prayers for my friend Jennifer Inzana, who had a horrible house fire about a week ago. Her house is uninhabitable. She lost 14 animals in it who have perished. She's the head of the Humane Society, so they weren't all her animals. And one of her cats, a black one, is still missing in the Weymouth area. You know, needless to say, she is totally traumatized, as is her husband. So I'm asking for healing prayers for her and the animals that survived, as well as to pray for the souls of all those animals who perished.
We pray for her, God, in Jesus' name. We pray that you would make up for what she lost. You said, I will restore the years that the locusts ate your crop. Oh God, restore to her all that she needs and more. Oh God, restore to her all that she needs and more. I will restore to you the years that the locusts ate your crop. Restoration in Jesus' name. Restoration in Jesus' holy name. 617-770-3030. Who's calling?
Father, good morning. It's Donna calling. And I'm calling again about my tinnitus.
No, it's not your tinnitus. Donna, it's not your tinnitus. I want God to listen. Shut your radio off.
Okay.
I want God to lessen this tinnitus. Father, in the name of Jesus, lessen the noises that she hears in her head. Lessen them in the name of Jesus by the power of the cross. Lessen them in the name of Jesus by the power of the blood. Lessen them, Lord, so that she could get out of this. Lessen this sounds, these awful sounds. In Jesus' name, by the power of the blood, be healed. Be healed. Be healed. In Jesus' name. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. I haven't heard from Jerry yet. I hope he's doing well today. 617-770-3030. Blessed are those persecuted for the sake of Christ. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Are you being persecuted because you love Jesus? The kingdom of heaven is yours. 617-770-3030. Jerry is on.
Jerry Crowley. Nice to talk to you, Father. I'm calling for the Crowleys, O'Donnells, and Simpsons to get to heaven, and all those that I should be praying for to get to heaven, especially you and everybody.
Amen.
God bless you.
Father, we pray for his families, that they would come to know Jesus, that they would be filled with the Holy Spirit, that you would draw them into the heart of Christ. We pray in Jesus' name, through the blood of the Lamb. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. You are loved with an everlasting love. From the cross, Jesus says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. In the blood of Jesus, we have been forgiven of all our sins, especially when we go to confession. Oh yes, how important it is to go to penance and to reveal all, A-L-L, all the sins, so that we would be set free. You say, but some of these embarrass me. Too bad. Too bad. All. You want to get rid of all of them. I remember going to confession once with an embarrassing situation, and I said it, and the priest said, I'm glad you shared that with us today. God wants to heal you. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. For yet in a little while, the one who is coming will come, and he will not delay. He's coming again. He's coming again. You say, but it's been 2,000 years. That's right. One day is as 1,000 years with God, and 1,000 years is one day. So he's been gone 2 days. We need to know that he's coming again in glory, and we need to be blood washed, washed with the blood, so that we would be with him forever and ever. People talk about the rapture. I don't know about the rapture. I do know that Jesus wants to cleanse us from our sins. He wants us to go to confession. He wants us to be bought with the price of his blood, and that he has a life for us. A life for us. You see, it's not your life that you're living. You want to live his life. You want to live his life because he loves you and he's got plans for you. 617-770-3030. Who's calling?
Yes, Father, this is Margaret. I'm calling again for a complete healing for my sister for bladder cancer and help with the chemo.
We pray for Margaret's sister that the chemo would knock out the cancer in Jesus' name by the power of the cross, that the chemo would knock it out in Jesus' name by the blood of the Lamb. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. What's on your mind today? But I'm ashamed to call and give us a call. Dorothy, give me a call today. You're listening so that we can pray for you. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. 2468. The Lord is great. 2468. The Lord is great. 2468. The Lord is great. He's coming back and he won't be late. All my sins are washed away in the blood of the Lamb. 617-770-3030. I know that I cannot sell records. No one would buy them. But you've got to listen, because here I am singing songs of the Lord so that we would bless the Lord. The Lord says, sing us a new song. I'm going to sing a new song right now. I love the Lord because he loved me. I love the Lord because he loved me. I love the Lord because he loved me. He is my salvation. I love the Lord for he has loved me. I love the Lord for he has loved me. I love the Lord for he has loved me. He is my salvation. That's a new song. Never heard it before. But you know what? You can sing new songs to the Lord too. I don't know how. Open your mouth and do it. In the name of the Lord. My heavens. We have all these excuses. If I said to you, I'm going to be handing out $100 bills, everybody would be there to get the $100. The new song is worth more than $100. It's worth the love of God. Sing a new song to the Lord. Sing a new song to those who love God and are called to his purpose. All things work together for the good. 617-770-3030. Who's calling?
Hi, Father Tom. It's Marina again. I am calling for Jack. If you could say a prayer for Jack to be healed from pancreatic cancer. And I'm calling for David. David has been looking for a job for a long time. He has a wife and 5 children, that God hears their prayer and gives them a job to support his family. Thank you.
Heal Jack of his cancer in Jesus' name. It's not his cancer. You took it on the cross. Be healed, Jack, in Jesus' name. David needs a good job. Father, open the door for David that he'd get a great job so that he can provide for his family. Do it, Lord, in Jesus' name. I want to invite you, November 9th to the 12th, Days of Glory, Crown Plaza Hotel in Woburn, Massachusetts. It's a time of worship. It's a time of praise. It's a time of teaching. I want to invite you to come. 617-770-3030. November 9th to the 12th. And who's going to be there? I will be there preaching. Maria Vadia will be there. Joshua Mills will be there. Steve Swanson. Mike McDuffie. Michelle Akers. This is the number to call, 781-935-8760, 781-935-8760, daysofglory.org. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.